Now, let me explain submodalities first. Submodalities are how we encode and give meaning to the modalities. Now, the modalities are visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, and gustatory, and auditory digital. And the submodalities are the subsets of those. So if you make a picture in your, you know, in your mind, for example, then that picture has a certain brightness, a certain color. It has a certain distance from you. It has a certain location. And that brightness, color, distance, and location are examples of submodalities. Submodalities are extremely powerful in the short term in terms of making changes and assisting us to change what happens inside of our brain. You want to find out how this works? Let's play for a moment. Let's just have some fun. And if it's convenient for you, why don't you just stop for a moment? Now, if you're driving a car, keep on driving. That's okay. But if you're sitting at home or listening to this in a place where you can just stop, why don't you just stop for a moment and remember a time when you were totally motivated? Why don't you go back to that time now? Just go back to that time when you were totally motivated and remember that time. Just go all the way back to the time when you were totally motivated. And why don't you step into your body and notice that you can actually feel the feelings of being totally motivated? Just go right back to that time now and notice the time when you were totally motivated. Remember the time when you were totally motivated. Float right down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of being totally motivated. Got it? Good. Good. Now, what I'd like you to do is to notice the feeling of being totally motivated. Notice the feelings that you've got. And when you're ready, what I'd like you to do is, just for fun now, because we'll bring the picture back in just a moment, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take and zoom the picture out from you. Zoom it out and push it away from you. And as you do, make it smaller and darker. Just take the picture, zoom it right out, and make it smaller and darker. In fact, push it all the way across the room and shrink it down so that it becomes the size of a postage stamp, and it's small and dark in the other corner of the room. Now notice when you had more feelings. Notice if you had more feelings now, when the picture's all the way across the room, or notice if you have more feelings when the picture, when you were in the picture looking through your own eyes and remembering that time when you were totally motivated. If you're like most people, you probably would have more feelings when you're inside the picture looking through your own eyes. Now, we've used a few of the submodalities, and we'll see what they are in just a moment. But notice that the difference in the picture of motivation when it's across the room and the size of a postage stamp versus when you're in it, notice that it has a much different meaning to you. Notice that the feeling of motivation is present when you're inside it, and notice that it's not present when it's across the room and small and dark. Now, since I said we'd bring it back, just take it and have it come at you at 100 miles an hour, whoop, and step right into it, and there you are, looking through your own eyes again, and notice that you've got your motivation back. Do you? Well, if you're like most people, you probably do. Noticing that the difference between the submodalities is what makes a difference as to the meaning of that picture. Notice that the motivation picture, the picture of motivation, was not motivating or didn't mean motivation to us when it was across the room. What a great idea. So that means actually that we can, if we get over-motivated, you know, like we're at work and we go, whoa, I'm too fired up, then we can take it and we can calm ourselves down. We can simply push the picture of motivation away from us. And then we can take a long, deep breath and we can just relax. Well, of course I'm kidding. I mean, obviously, if you got fired up, that would be great. But notice that you can be in charge of your motivation. You can be in charge of when you're motivated or in charge of when you're not motivated. In addition, submodalities allow us to be in charge of most of our internal representations. Like, what are we doing with them? So let's find out. Let's find out everything we need to know about submodalities and how do we make them work. Let's look at page 25.